The overture to a show that first opened in 1960, and that is Bye Bye Birdie. And it's also opening in Coeur d'Alene this Friday night, as I mentioned, this Friday night at 7:30 at the Kroc Center with Out of the Shadows Theater. Jimmy Shario is directing this show and is very involved with Out of the Shadows Theater. So initially, simply the elevator speech of what is Out of the Shadows Theater.
Out of the Shadows Theater is an opportunity for adults with special needs to experience what it is like to be in a production, be in the theater. What is it about? They have a shadow or a support person behind them. Sometimes we call them a coach who supports them. The coach, the shadow, carries the script on stage and is there to help them whenever they need it. And that is a nice individual relationship between them. Every team does it differently, but it is a team effort. And yeah, that is basically the nutshell. We provide an opportunity for special needs adults to experience theater and performing arts.
And this particular show, Bye Bye Birdie, has about how many cast members who are using shadows?
We have 33 cast members. And four of them have graduated to not needing a shadow.
Wow. So that's a whole lot of relationship and ensemble between a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, we're going to get right to spending time with a couple of the cast members here. Charmaine Brown and Hannah Cook. We're going to bring them into the conversation. And so... good morning. Is Charmaine there?
Good morning. And yes, this is her. This is Charmaine.
Hello, Charmaine. Pleased to have you with us. Your character is the name of your character?
It is an honor to be with you as well. I play Rosie Alvarez in this Bye Bye Birdie play.
Nice. Is this your first play with Out of the Shadows Theater?
No, I have been with Out of the Shadow since the beginning, ever since I performed as Mrs. Potts and been in The Beast.
Nice. And so have you had some big roles like this? Because this is a very big role. Have you had other large parts to play?
I would say so, yes. I know another big role of mine that I did was when I played Golda in Fiddler in the Booth.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah, that certainly is. So, how have you enjoyed being Rosie? Do you like being Rosie?
So far, yes, I do. I'm still trying to find out one line between Rosie and Charmaine because they're all like very similar. And when it comes to like, the breakups, I normally cry, but Rosie gets mad.
Very nice. And what are some of the things you like about doing theater?
I just kind of want to say like the experience itself, because we all treat each other like family and all that. We look out for each other.
Nice. And do you find it fairly easy to do all of the memorizing that theater needs?
So far, yes. I find it easy so far. I know the days at work has gotten like painstakingly slow because of the school year starting. So in a way, I can use that time to like help me practice for the plays.
Nice. Well, thank you. Let's bring in now the other actor who's waiting to talk with us. Hannah Cook, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Vern.
Good, okay. And what's the name of your character in this play?
Kim McAfee.
And so kind of a few of the things before. Is this your first performance with Out of the Shadows Theater?
Well, no. I've been Out of the Shadows since I became one of the Piccolo Ladies from The Music Man. And now I'm Kim McAfee and Bye Bye Birdie.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me how you like being Kim. Do you Hannah Cook and Kim kind of relate to each other?
Yeah, we're both teenagers.
Nice. And tell me a little bit about why you like doing theater.
Well, Oh, it's because of all the costumes and the acting and how Hugo and I were back together.
Nice.
At the end.
And is there any one place in this particular play that's really fun or really special to you?
Let's see. Well, I love all the songs from Bye Bye Birdie.
Nice. Have you done a lot of singing all of your life?
Yep.
Good. So it's fun.
Since I was in choir at my high school.
And isn't that a great experience to do a lot of choir in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Well, good. I have one more question to ask Charmaine. Is she still handy there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Charmaine, now that you've done Out of the Shadows Theater for a while, how has doing that helped you in other ways in your life?
Okay, well, during a play season, we established like a lot of friendships that last like outside of theater. I know with my first audition I wanted to audition for Belle and Beauty and Beast, but I got Mrs. Fox instead. But for the audition day, Sadie who played Belle, I don't know what it is, but we just made like a best friend relationship just like right away. And then another actor that I kind of view as like an older brother is like Alex Steele. We text each other a lot sometimes, like outside of the theater.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because that creating of friendships in the arts happens so often. So thank you, Charmaine Brown, and previously Hannah Cook. Stay around, but I'm going to go back to talking with Jamie for a while, and we'll see whether we have any more questions for you later. But certainly Jamie and I are going to continue the conversation. So Jamie, you're welcome. Thank you for being with us. So Jamie, talk kind of in general about these two young women and how they are or aren't typical of your actors.
Well, these young ladies have really stepped up and taken on good chunking roles. I mean, mm-hmm. there are four leads in this show, and they are two of them. I wanted to bring them in today. I was kind of inspired by Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater's upcoming season, and it's the Year of the Women. Every show they're doing has women in it. And I was talking with our founder, Wendy Carroll, about this radio interview and who should I bring in. We always try to want different mm-hmm. people on the radio. And I was like, we haven't had any women yet. Well, let's get these two powerful mm-hmm. women. They share a really great scene in Act Two, where they're both fed up with the men they're dating. mm-hmm. And they sing, "What Did We Ever See in Him?" And it's just kind of a bittersweet but really wonderful moment between them. And Charmaine has done such great work this year, really digging into her character and owning the lines. Charmaine is one of our actors who is unshadowed. And then Kim really stepping in. I'm sorry, her real name is Hannah. really stepping into taking on this quite a big role and singing solo songs. And this is her second show. And I'm just so pleased with both of them and how they've grown and how they've just taken the bull by the horns, so to speak, to step up. It's fantastic.
How long? There's obviously so much teaching always in bringing any young people into theater. How long does the whole process go on from casting to production, normally, if there were any normalcy to relate to?
Yeah, true. We did our auditions on August 17th, and then we took about a week or so to cast and get everything communicated and get everything organized, and then we started rehearsals early September. And we rehearsed three nights a week at Lutheran Church of the Master in Coeur d'Alene. And so that process, and we focus a lot on the music to begin with, really owning these songs and getting the music. And one of the tweaks this year to keep everybody safe and complying with health standards of our new life that we live in, we really broke up the rehearsal schedule to keep people in kind of groups and pods of small groups. And so really working those songs and getting people in and out. So a lot of folks do a lot of work outside of rehearsal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess, you know, there is that elephant in the room of doing any theater, let alone any singing, mm-hmm. in the COVID world and such. And so how have you, have you tried to have the kids who are old enough be vaccinated, for instance?
Well, we're working in Idaho, so the laws are a little different there, and the rules and regulations are different than Washington State. But we are all following Panhandle Healthcare and all of their recommendations that they suggest. We are doing our best to follow. We sanitize. We wear masks. Who can wear masks? A lot of our shadows are masked. I'm usually masked at rehearsal. Distancing and just, again, keeping those numbers down. And then if anybody is at all sick, we encourage them to stay home and rehearse at home and practice at home. So,
but you haven't had anybody. So.
Where's the wood?
Yeah, exactly. And this is Bye Bye Birdie opening this Friday at the Croc for five performances, mm-hmm. This weekend and next. A couple of weeks ago when Marlo Faulkner was in, she was describing to me the emotional feeling of being in an audience and seeing how Out of the Shadows Theater works. And you say you came in through a similar experience.
Oh, yeah. I was Wendy Carroll's been a friend of mine for a long time, and we worked on Miracle Worker together with Patty Duke 15 years ago. And we, when she told us about this idea, I was like, oh, I'm there. Let me do it. I'm there. But my schedule wouldn't allow me to be a shadow. And so I bought tickets and I went to the show. And I guess it's a good thing I wasn't a shadow because I cried the whole show. I was so enthralled and so overjoyed with what I was seeing on stage and what I was hearing on stage. And I'm going to get emotional now. It was great. And then my teaching schedule wouldn't allow me to be involved in Fiddler. So I was really bummed that I couldn't be involved in Fiddler. And then through an unfortunate car accident, I was called at the last minute to be a shadow for Tech Week and then opening weekend. And so I got to do it, and I was there, and I was like, oh, I'm sold. What can I do to make this happen again? And then the next two shows, I got to stage manage and work with Lorna and Wendy and be their stage manager. And now I'm directing the show. And it is such a different aspect of theater. I've worked in every theater in this town almost. And I have to constantly remind myself that it is different theater, that the rules for us don't always apply to normal theater, that we do things a little differently. And as the director, I have to remind myself about that as well. We're a little different, and that's okay.
But, you know, because it seems from the outside that having a whole bunch of shadows on stage in the middle of a theatrical production, it would be hard to keep focused on losing yourself in the story. But I gather that's not how it happens.
No, they are shadows, wear black. They usually stand pretty much directly behind and they follow right with their actor. After the first opening number or so, you get used to the fact that, they're gone. You know, you're just really focusing on the actor. So that really helps. And then following the storyline, you just kind of get really involved. And our audience is trying to kind of send us such positive vibes and happy vibes that the cast is sending to them because they're so happy to be performing. They are enjoying being up there. A thing that usually happens when the curtain closes and the last bow has happened and the curtain closes, they erupt in laughter and screams of joy because they did it. We've had I think it was Mary Poppins where we had this discussion. Should we let them do that? And I'm like, absolutely. Yes, let's let them do that. Remember, we're not a normal theater.
Well, and yet there must be lessons for normal theater about the interface between theater and life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, like I was actually chatting with an actor yesterday saying, you know, the general rule of theater is that you control the props. The props don't control you. So take your time and whatever your prop is, work through it. And so I was talking to him yesterday about your lines. You control your lines. Your lines don't control you. So if you need to take a breath so that your next word is clear, take that breath. It's okay. This is your moment. Take it. And that when we need to also do that in our other life, everything else we do, because we're the ones who are in charge of us and how we react to things and how we respond and how we process and how we think about things. We're the ones in charge. So sometimes you just need to take a breath before saying the next thing you need to say.
And Jamie Shario, the director of this Bye Bye Birdie production that opens this Friday. Suzanne Knutson, are you still there on the other end of our phone line?
I am. Good morning, Vern.
Good. Yes. Welcome, because you are the, among other things, right now you're functioning as, at least, as the marketer for this. It seems pretty audacious to have five shows. Tell me about the reception that you have and the audience that you've built up for Out of the Shadows Theater.
Well, we're working hard. We would love to fill every seat in all of those five shows, and we had sold out all of our previous shows for Beauty and the Beast, Fiddler on the Roof, and Mary Poppins, and then we added three more shows for Music Man, and had a lot of empty seats, and so we redoubled our efforts a little bit this year and did more social media marketing, and we have a photographer, so he's helping us with some marketing things. I got a marketing coach. And at the Small Business Development Center at North Idaho College, and they've been really helpful. And we've just had a really great response from the art community and a lot of support from the disability community in Coeur d'Alene and Spokane and the surrounding towns and cities in the counties. And we've just been really, really fortunate and really blessed to have the support of so many. And we're really excited to bring an excellent show to the stage for five nights. It's exciting.
Nice. Thank you, Suzanne Knutson, the marketer for this. And back to Jamie. Suzanne did refer to both Coeur d'Alene and Spokane. Have a few people from the Spokane area found Out of the Shadows and started participating?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our costumer lives up near Deer Park. And mm-hmm. in the past, we've had quite a few shadows come mm-hmm. over from Spokane. This year, most of our cast and crew are actually in the Coeur d'Alene area. We do have, you know, about 10-ish or so people coming from Spokane and making the drive to Coeur d'Alene every day to make that show happen and participate in the show. One of our actors actually moved to Spokane, so I actually pick her up every day. And our costumer, Mary Basta, who lives up in the Deer Park, she drinks her home every day. So we tag team to get her to and from rehearsal. It's kind of fun.
Nice. Bye Bye Birdie with Out of the Shadows Theater at the Croc Center opens this Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday afternoon, Halloween afternoon at 2 o'clock. Next week, it's Thursday and Friday at 7:30 for their two final shows there at the Croc Center. As with everyone has a website anymore, and usually you just Google in the name and you're going to find it. Specifically, it's outoftheshadowstheater.com to get all of the details for the show. So, Jamie, it sounds like a wonderful time you're having.
We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. We work really hard, but we have a lot of fun and a lot of laughs, too.
Jamie Shario, the director of this production, Bye Bye Birdie.